Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, May 30th, 2021, Trinity Sunday. My name is Father John Jaska, pastor of St. George Parish in London, Ontario, and soon to be the pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." This is the Gospel of the Lord. So as we come to the gospel this weekend, we celebrate, we've completed the celebration of Easter with Pentecost Sunday last weekend. And this weekend, we come back into ordinary time, but we begin this ordinary time journey with this special celebration, this feast, the solemnity of Trinity Sunday, in which we celebrate who God is as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Of course, God is a mystery. We cannot encapsulate or define completely who God is, but we can certainly understand through our relationship with the Trinity who God is and how his light shines upon us and how through the gift of the Trinity, we are sent out to be those disciples as we heard in the gospel, as Jesus sends them out, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Whenever I think of the Trinity, first and foremost, I think of our God as a community of love. It's the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And if we are made in the image and likeness of God, we too are called to community. And I think it's super important for us right now during the pandemic. Different parts of the world are in very much different stages. Slowly and slowly, we in London, in Ontario, and in Canada, the vaccination numbers are rising. The third wave is starting to diminish slowly. But I think the gift of our faith helps us on our way out of this pandemic into this new normal or new reality, the opportunity for us to choose to live our lives differently than prior to the pandemic. And I think this celebration of Trinity Sunday reminds us of this call to live in community, a community of love. You know, God the Father sent Jesus, his Son, to save us from sin and death. So God the Father was willing to sacrifice the Word that became flesh, Jesus, his Son, to lead us back to him. And so for us, there is an understanding of, if we're going to be people of faith, we're going to be people of hope, we're going to be people of light, we have to be willing to sacrifice, to lay down our wants, even our needs, for the sake of those around us, for the sake of those who are in need, for the sake and understanding that we are brothers and sisters. And Jesus shows us the pathway of salvation, the pathway to heaven, by that very fact of respecting, loving, honoring, serving, and healing all those around him, in particular, those on the fringes, those who have been rejected by society, those who society at his time dictated that had no value. He loved, he forgave, he encouraged, he empowered, he brought back to life. And for us, that's what we're called to do as well. As being in the image and likeness of God, we have to go to the fringes, we have to go to the peripheries, we have to go and see the people who are suffering, the people who are abandoned, the people who are forgotten today, and bring them in. You know, recognizing that we're all brothers and sisters, and we do that in loving respect. And we do that, but I think we need this reigniting of this mission. And I think as we slowly and hopefully exit out of this pandemic, that we have this new appreciation of one another. And that new appreciation changes the way we behave on a personal level, but also in our churches and also in our political and economic and societal structures, that we really need a reset and a rethinking of how we do this, how we live our lives, how we really care for one another. And of course, we don't do this work alone. The gift of the Holy Spirit inspires us, empowers us, strengthens us, that we can be messengers of the good news, that we can, you know, sacrificing, serving, loving, healing, reaching out to others is a challenge and a difficulty. It wears us down. And so who helps us but the Spirit of God, who dwells in us, who reminds us, who is this encouraging voice for us to go out and to serve and to love and to be renewed and to be strengthened. So this celebration of Trinity Sunday is not really just about who God is, but it's really about how God loves us and expresses himself through us in creation. And that's the greatest honor we can offer to God as Father, Son, and Spirit, is to live that community of love in reality in our own families and in our world today. And it is not an impossible thing for us. It starts with one action. It's supported and sustained through our spiritual lives. And that hope for us of eternal life is fulfilled already. And I think there needs to be an acceptance of that on our part, that God did save us. And we have to embrace this gift into our hearts and into our lives that then allows, we give permission for that joy and for that Spirit to lead us to where God wants us to go. Not trying to, again, convince God to go our way. And so as we prepare for this weekend, as we reflect back on our Easter journey, again, very different than in years past due to the pandemic, it is this chance for us to re-embrace this grace, re-embrace this love, re-embrace this hope fulfilled in a new life, in a new opportunity, but we have to choose. And it begins with our relationship with our God, who is a community of love, who seeks to go beyond oneself, the Father's love expressed through Jesus, and that love then given to us in the gift of the Holy Spirit. May we seek to love, to serve, and to be strengthened as messengers, sharing the good news to all nations in our service, in our love, in our patience, in our humility, and hopefully, most especially, in our joy. God bless you, and we'll see you this weekend.